saying really powerful words, and it wasn't intentional, but even at the end of Kinos, they were really done. Anybody who was interested in just getting through it, we're really done. And just, we're going to read a couple Kinos now about the Holocaust. And Eilin Tzion, and then there's a final Kina. We're really done, and I just want to add a drop to what Rabbi Richter said. When we sat here the whole morning, and meet last night, this morning, even the Kinos, it's very hard. These are Kinos that are extremely difficult to connect to and to understand. And that's why I said there could be sometimes a distraction from the Iker Kinos. And we have to he just brought us into a new world of Kinos about the Holocaust and October 7th. And these are Kinos from our world. And as I get older, as the older generation gets older, you know, the Holocaust was a stretch. It was a reach for us to connect to. But we saw people, we knew people, we had people from that world. And you guys, the next generation, view the Holocaust as a real leap. I think that the older generation doesn't fully see how far away you guys are from the Holocaust. You're talking already great-grandparents, great-great-great-great-grandparents that you never met, that you never heard stories, you heard stories about. A lot of you never met them, never saw them. And then Hashem, the way he does, the way we're really in shambles today, because the way he does, the way he cycles back in October 7th. October 7th brought Klal Yisrael back to that place. And when I was young, they told me, when I was growing up, everybody said, never again. And never again, to me, was a slogan. I wasn't sure if it was something we were supposed to put into practice, never again, make sure it would happen, never again. Well, I wasn't sure if it was a promise, if they were promising to us, never again. We went through it, and that was the final lap, that was the last straw, never again. And then we got our Yisrael, and we felt that you could smell the galula. So I thought never again was a promise. And we all sat. Again, some of you guys were young. And it's crazy to think that some of you guys, it's already distant in your life. And as the years go on, next year and 2 or 3 years, I'll be sitting, please God, in yeshiva and meeting new guys who were born in 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012. And those guys, to them, October 7th, is going to be they heard of it. They heard stories about it. But it's distant. They're disconnected from it. And by us, when we hear these stories, as you get older, I think back to that promise, and I took it as a promise, that never again. We're at the last stop. It's the final lap in Golis. And then, I remember it was at Simchas Torah. I wasn't young. It was at Simchas Torah, and I really felt they lied to me. I really felt I was lying to them. That my rebbeim, the adults in my life, and they told me, and maybe I just misunderstood, maybe I thought, maybe they just meant to say it as a goal. But I took it as a kid, maybe I was naive, but I took it as a promise. I took it as a promise, never again. It was that Simchas Torah, we sat in shul. And at the moment, nobody really knew what was going on. But when Yom Tov ended, and it really took a couple days to fully understand and to see what was happening, I really felt cheated and lied. They really lied to my generation. And it really hurts me a lot. I feel they lied to my generation. They told us never again. And it happened again. It happened again. Like I said earlier, I said last night, I said this morning, we read Kinos for a long time, last couple hours. It's very hard to connect to these words, to these stories, to these people. But you don't need to work so hard. You hear Rabbi Rechter telling personal stories. I go back in my life, and you know, when I say these phrases, I say it as a joke. I know just trying to have a good time. I say these phrases that I want to stay in my Maidan, I don't want to stay in Auschwitz. But I come from a family, and a lot of us do. I don't have Menhagim. I don't know my aunts and uncles that died in Auschwitz. I don't know the stories about my great-grandparents. I don't know where they come from. I don't know if I'm Chassidish or Litvish. I don't know who, I don't know what chain, what links, what connections I have. And when we say that we're a generation of Yisraelim, we've become like orphans. I really feel this. We're a nation that in a way, was kind of born in the 1950s. The way the Goyim talk about Israel, they say Israel never existed before. The Jews never had Israel. It was a new idea that came in 1948. And obviously it's lies, but I feel that. It resonates with me. Who were my people in the 1930s? I don't know them. We go to Auschwitz, we go to Poland. The guys who went this year with me and the guys last year, the older guys. And you see these, you take pictures, you see, you try to experience these places. And most people, most of us, it's impossible. It's impossible. You go into a world that you can't see, you can't envision. And the world that they promised would never again happen. So at least in your lives, at least it's memorable. I would imagine, I would hope it's still memorable to you. So it circled back on October 7th. October 7th wasn't one day. October 7th lasted for months. It's still going on today. October 7th is ongoing. October 7th didn't start on October 7th. I still remember we sat Tisha B'Av, like I mentioned last night. It was that's why Tisha B'Av should remind you of this event that you guys never saw. A year or two before you were born. It was Tisha B'Av. It was the last Tisha B'Av to see. The older people, we have these visions, these pictures, these videos in our mind of 2007, I think 2005. I forget that already. It's so long ago. It was on Tisha B'Av, the last day that these communities were told that they'll be evacuated from their homes. It was a galus. Klal Yisrael, they told us never again. Rabbi Akiva, when he saw the remnants of the Churban, he said, if what the Navi said is true, then what the Navi said will be also true. We're going to go back. Rabbi Akiva, and I say it respectfully, and obviously, I don't want to mean this literally, Rabbi Akiva lied to us, because he told us that the Navi said, we'll go back. And they went back, and they settled in these beautiful cities. They built up these gorgeous cities by Gaza, Gush Katif it was called. They built up these beautiful communities, these towns of Torah. And Yiras Shamayim. And then they got pulled out. How do you pull people out? On Tisha B'Av, they were told the last day you can enjoy your home will be Tisha B'Av. And you see pictures and videos of those people still alive today, some of them still sitting Shiva, a lot of them still in Avelus, for their lives that were uprooted. And they were told Tisha B'Av is your last day. It was the craziest Tisha B'Av of my lifetime. Communities, they sat, they cried, because they knew tomorrow they'll be pulled out of their homes. And you see mothers being torn out of their kitchens. You see kids being pulled out of their bedrooms. You see Rabbonin pulled out of their shuls. Sights that you can't believe in our world you can see. So all these promises I grew up with, never again. It really hurts to say that they lied to us. And we're going to read now. Don't read it in English. Don't read it in Hebrew. Really, don't waste your time. You're going to read now the Baba Barav. He writes, remember their screams and their weeping, tightly packed and locked into the trains, cattle cars, incinerated in the crematorium ovens. You read from Rav Shimon Schwab. The pillars of smoke, the fumes from furnace, piles and piles of bones, the roaring sound, choking in gas chambers, the stench of the bodies, the tortured corpses, turn their fat into soap. Like Rabbi Richter said, these people we know. These people sit alongside us. These people I grew up with in Shul, who went through this. And so when we went back to Auschwitz, I said to Benny and a couple other guys who were standing there with me just a few months ago, I'm coming back here on Tisha B'Av. And I'm so much back there. I'm so much sitting in that chamber. Because it was nice when we got liberated, but who are we kidding? Who are we kidding? We never got liberated. Hashem gave us some breathing space, the ability to build, the ability to climb out, the ability to grow to the next community, develop the next place. But we circle back. We circle back to that place. Because October 7th is alive and well. And the crematorium are alive and well. And the Inquisition, that they want you out of their land, out of our land, out of every land, from the river to the sea, doesn't mean they want you out of Eretz Yisrael. From the river to the sea, it means they want you out of New York, and they want you out of LA. They want you out of France, and they want you out of Spain. From the river to the sea, the Crusades and the Inquisition, it's still alive and well. So it's hard when you read about the towns, the old towns that were decimated. But it shouldn't be hard when you read about the towns that your grandparents, your great-grandparents came from, and the towns that we don't have it in the Siddur. I encourage you, some point today, to find it. The towns that sat alongside the border. The towns that we visited. The towns that we saw the wreckage, the carnage, the brutality. What they did to our people and what they continue to do to our people. What they dream of succeeding and finalizing to do to our people. not a day to sit shiva on what was. It's a day to sit shiva on what is. And I know the day feels long. It really does. It's a never-ending morning. You sit here, get her, davening then kina after kina, and it feels so long. It can't be long enough. The day couldn't be long enough. We get to the end of the day, where others said and others said, there's so much hope, and there's so much good, and there's so much simcha and joy we'll experience when we get to the end of the day. And I want so badly to get to the end of that day, the end of this long day that took thousands of years. But there's always a part of me that doesn't want to leave this day. Doesn't want to leave this place that I get to sit with my 9 uncles and aunts, with my mom's 9 siblings who she never met, who died before she was born, after that Gehenna ended. But her 9 siblings that preceded her from a world she never knew. Today is my chance. Today is our chance to sit with them and to feel what they felt and to experience what they experienced. Because October 7th is alive and well, and the crematorium are alive and well, and the Inquisition and the Crusades and the pogroms, it's all alive and well. So we'll start the kina. We'll start both kinas. We'll say both about the Holocaust. And again, I should say it in English. It's very powerful. We saw it, a lot of you saw it with your own eyes. And this is the world that we live in on Tisha B'Av.